Hello, who is this? What do you want? I'm busy.
Is that my boy there on the phone?
You what?
Robert, is that you?
This isn't a sex line, lad. I don't know what you... I'm not your boy.
I am looking for my boy, Robert Naglio.
Are you Hugh Edwards?
No, let me explain. Robert, is that you, eh?
Yeah.
You're 31 years old.
That's right.
You have a big toe that is slightly larger on your left foot.
It is. How did you know I have to get special
and
shoes?
And your mother is a whore.
No, she's not. But don't you dare say things about my mother.
Robert, I know what she is, and I know who you are. Robert, it is me. I am your father. Mancello the Third.
What? My dad wasn't foreign. Pretty sure he weren't.
Robert, what is your last name?
Marlo.
Exactly, but what is your middle name? Is Italian, no?
No, don't have one.
That's because your mother, she did not want you to know, but your real middle name is Francesco Leoli.
What the fuck? Who did? Is this for real?
It is real, Robert, and I have come.
You've come? What?
No, I wish to help you, Robert. I am your father, and too long I have lied on my deathbed in my mansion in Naples. And I wish to see my son.
This can't be right. You abandoned me when I was in my mum's tummy. I never even met you.
I did not know you were mine.
Well, you must.
I told you, Robert Naglio, your mother was not the most, how do you say, I don't know. She was a whore, Robert. I wish to
no,
help
she
you.
Was. You.
I have all this money.
Money?
Exactly. I have a mansion in Naples.
This can't be right. This is blowing my mind.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
So why, after 30 plus years, you're actually interested in getting back to me? Why? Why now? What do you want?
Well, Romanello, my heart has been...
No, don't call me that. Call me Rob.
But your name is Romanello. You're Italian, my boy. You're a stallion.
I'm as Italian as McDonald's.
You have just been tainted by the winds of England.
Well, true, and Yorkshire, and the pigeons.
Oh, yes, I love a pigeon. You like a pigeon too?
No, I hate them.
Oh, yes, well, I guess we cannot be the same. But I have the money, Robert, and I just want to give it to somebody. I cannot give it to my ex-wife because she's a bitch. Your mother, she is dead for all I know. But you, Robert...
No, she's not.
Oh, she's not dead. Well, she's dead to me.
So, you're telling me I'm your next of kin. So when you die, I'm going to get your inheritance.
All of it, Robert. Oh,
how much are we talking?
20 million of it.
20 million? How many notes is that? Six?
I think it's seven, no?
Seven? Oh, my God. Well, I could never count, really, so I failed math, so...
I am not surprised. But tell me, Robert, before I give you this money, I must know, what would you spend it on?
I'd spend it on bettering myself and having a good life so I can live comfortably and have a proper mattress and not my knackered old settee.
This I like, Robert, I like. Now,
and I go on holiday till I get no sunlight.
Oh, yes, you must come to Naples. But before I can give you the money, it's all tied up in... You know what the Italians are like, it is all in bonds and this and that.
Why did no one tell me you were Italian?
Well, your mother, I told you she was not a woman of great sound mind, you know?
I'm sure she said it. You were a Yorkshireman from York.
No. Obviously, she lied to you, Robert. She lied! You are rich from the household of Frank and Giulio.
Why are you reaching out to me? I mean, do I forgive you?
Well, why would you not forgive me? What have I done? Your mother lied to me. She didn't know you were born, Romanello.
She would have told you. I've tried to contact you. I've tried finding you everywhere. There were no trace. You didn't want to know.
Well, of course. But that was when the podcast came out and I thought, I know that slightly deficiente voice. He's my boy.
And that's true, because I talked before about not having a dad, because
exactly.
He walked out on me. I hope you're ashamed of yourself, because it weren't right, that.
Not really.
Do you know how hard it's been?
Well, I'm sure it's been hard, but you know, that's what makes a man. And now I know you are worthy of the money. You will not spend it on cocaine and prostitutes. You will use it for bettering yourself. And this is why I did not contact you for so long.
That's very true. I mean, this is an awful lot to take in. I mean, how do I know this is genuine? How do I know you're real? Can we do a DNA test?
There is no time, Ravanaglio. I have only days left. Maybe
Are you dying?
I am dying, yes.
Oh, no!
I have a very, very rare form of penile cancer.
Penis cancer?
Yes, penile cancer. They are going to chop it off, and then I will bleed out and die. It's very rare.
Oh, my God.
In order for me to give you my 20 million, I need to prove to the Italian government that you are mine. But I have no money left. All is in the saving banks.
Well, just do a bloody transfer. It's not that hard.
Well, all you must do is you must pay the transactional holding fee to the lawyers. It's £1,000, and the 20 million.
£1,000? I got that.
Well, you can get a short-term loan, no?
Who from?
From one of those fucking short-term loaners.
I'm not using Loan Shark. Absolutely not.
You will have 20 million after this, Robert.
Well, that's a good point, actually.
You know, 1,000 for 20 million is not a bad deal, no?
No, that's yeah. All right, I might have to do that.
Let me send the details now. I'll text them to you, okay?
Okay, I'll go into my overdraft just this once.
There. You are detailed. Send £1,000, and then in 48 hours, the Italian government will contact you.
48?
48.
Not waiting that long.
For 20 million? You fucking ungrateful. Fine, I will call my other son.
No. How many have you got?
I have one more, but I do not like him. He lives in Quebec.
No, don't you dare give your fortune to him. You're going to give it to me.
Well, I don't know if you even do you even want it. I don't know if you even want it, do you?
Of course I bloody want it. This is going to make up for the last 30 years without you in my life.
Then you will send the money, Robinaglio.
Fine, I'll do it. Text me.
The text is sent.
Yep, it's come through. Thanks. Right, sent. So before you die, can I come and see you? Or can you come and see me? Are you well enough to travel?
Thanks to you, I will actually be travelling to Naples. Although I won't be seeing your father.
I know that posh voice.
So, Rob, once again, thank you so much for paying me, Dave.
You're a fucking little shit, you little scumbag. You absolute maggot bone.
Yes.
Actually, whilst you are in Naples, could you see if my father is there? I would like to talk to him.
Rob, you don't have a father.
What?
Or at least, I don't know, your father's probably some bum from Yorkshire.
Well, you know, you're the devil. Can you go into hell and see if he's there for me, please?
Right. I will go into hell and check if your father's there, but it's going to cost you, okay? I'm not going to do it for free.
Yes, you are. I've just paid for your bloody holiday.
Well, yes, exactly, but going to hell is quite dangerous for me, Robert. I might get trapped there for 1,000 years.
Oh, when rubbish. It takes a second for you to get there. It takes a few hours on a plane.
Do you want me to go to hell or not? It's going to cost you 50 quid. Bargain.
No, I've just given you a grand.
Right, well, I'll just hang up then, and no worries, you won't know who your father is.
I will find out one day.
Fuck you.
At least you're not my dad.